You're listening to Artitude, a podcast with artists created and produced by Detlef Schlick, a visual artist and ritual designer, living and loving in West Cork, and best known for his essay about the cause and effect of shamanism, art and digital culture. Working in the field of performance, photography, painting, sound, installations, and film, he will dive and discover with us and a weekly creative guest into the unknown and exciting deep ocean of the creative mind.
This is Detlef Schlick, and today we dive into the deep and unknown, exciting ocean of our creative mind. Welcome to Artitude, where art intersects with the digital, the cultural, and the societal to weave narratives that challenge, enlighten, and inspire. In today's episode, we embark on an experimental journey, one that merges the realms of reality with the boundless territories of fiction. Prosperity through arms, the dark sides of military economic growth. A question that invites us to ponder, debate, and reflect on the multifaceted impact of military economic growth on society just right now. In a world where economic indicators often overshadow the nuanced story of those living within its framework, we turn to the power of fictional storytelling. Today we do not just analyze data or debate policies. We delve into the lives of three created characters: Alexei, Marina, and Igor. Each character an embodiment of the diverse perspectives and lived experiences within the military economic complex offers us a window into the soul of society, where the echoes of prosperity through arms resonate with both harmony and dissonance. Through Alexei, a diligent worker in the throes of the arms manufacturing industry, we explore the personal and ethical dilemmas that accompany the pursuit of economic stability in a sector shadowed by controversy. Marina, whose life is intertwined with the military through the heartstrings of love and duty, she offers us a glimpse into the silent sacrifice and unspoken realities faced by families. And Igor, a reflection of change and redemption, navigates the complex journey from being an architect of military strategy to an advocate for peace. But why fiction? In the tradition of artists and thinkers who have long used storytelling as a mirror to society, we leverage these narratives as a form of artistic experiment. This approach allows us to tread into territories where facts and figures may not reach the human heart with all its conflicts and confluences. As we venture into this experiment, remember the characters and their stories are fabrications. Yet they are constructed from the very fabric of societal truth and possibilities. So I invite you, our listeners, to engage with these stories not just as observers, but as participants in the dialogue. A dialogue that, though sparked by fiction, seeks to unravel very real and pressing questions about our collective future, our morals, and the fabric of our society. Today, Artitude is not just a podcast, it becomes a stage, and on this stage we perform the intricate dance of inquiry, empathy, and understanding. So, let's begin our journey with Alexei. As we step into the hum of machinery and the echo of aspirations in the heart of the military-industrial complex. Moderator. Today we're speaking with Alexei, a fiction character who works in an army factory. Alexei, thank you for being here with us. Could you start by telling us a bit about your work?
Of course, and thank you for the invitation. I've been working for over 10 years in one of the largest arms factories in our country. My job involves assembling parts for military vehicles. It's work that requires precision and care.
How do you feel about your work, considering what the products are ultimately used for?
That's a difficult question. On one hand, I know that my work is important and contributes to our country's security. On the other hand, I can't ignore that the vehicles I help to make are used in conflicts and cause destruction. It's a constant internal conflict. Has the work impact your personal life or your relationships with other people? Definitely. Many of my colleagues, and I don't like to talk about what we do outside of work, there's an unwritten rule that we keep the details of our work to ourselves. My family knows the nature of my work, but we mostly avoid the topic. It's as though I led two lives. There are reports that the arms industry is booming and workers like you are benefiting financially. How has this affected your life?
Oh yes, financially we're better off than many others. The salary is good and there are bonuses. But money isn't everything. The moral burden that comes with the work and the fear of the future weigh heavily. Sometimes I wonder if it's worth it.
Do you believe there's a way to balance the necessity of defense with moral responsibility?
I hope so. Perhaps through more transparency and public discussions about the role of the arms industry and how we as a society deal with conflicts. We need to find a way to ensure security without it being at the expense of humanity. Alexei, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. Your insights offer a valuable perspective on the complex emotions and decisions that people in your position must make.
So, Alexei's story is a poignant reminder of the personal and ethical complexities faced by individuals at the heart of the military-industrial complex. As we reflect on his words, we are reminded of the broader implications of prosperity through arms, a theme we will continue to explore in this episode. So stay tuned as we next delve into the life of Marina, whose existence is intimately tied to the military, offering us another layer of this multi-faced issue. Continuing our fiction journey today, we speak with Marina, the wife of a high-ranking military official. Marina, thank you for being here to share your story with us. Could you tell us a bit about yourself and your life?
Thank you for having me. Well, my husband has been in the military for many years and our life has been deeply influenced by his commitments and the nature of his work. It's a life filled with uncertainties and worries, but also with a certain pride in his role.
How has this affected you financially and socially as a family?
Financially, we are in a better position than many other families. My husband's salary and the additional benefits we receive have allowed us to lead a comfortable life. Socially, however, it's more complicated. There is a mix of respect and distance from others. Sometimes we feel isolated because people hesitate to approach us or talk about our experiences.
Are there any particular challenges you face as the wife of a military member?
Yes, the constant worry for my husband's safety is a significant burden. Every time he is deployed, it feels like a part of me is going with him. The fear and uncertainty are constant companions. Then there is the challenge of raising our children alone while he's away. Trying to provide them with some normality and stability. Difficult.
How do you deal with the negative aspects associated with prosperity through arms?
It's a moral dilemma. On one hand, I'm grateful for the financial security it provides us. On the other hand, I can't ignore that this prosperity comes from a business based on conflict and suffering. I try to focus on the positive aspects and engage in charitable projects to give something back as good as I can.
What are your hopes for the future?
I dream of a world where peace and security aren't achieved through weapons and military presence. A world where families like ours don't have to live in this constant state of worry and moral conflict. I hope for a day when they well-being of our society is promoted through education, healthcare, and sustainable development rather than military strength.
Marina, thank you for sharing your deep and personal insights with us. Your story provides an important perspective on the human causes and complexities behind prosperity through arms. So, Marina's profound reflections offer us a closer look at the silent sacrifice behind the scenes of military prosperity. Her hopes and dreams echo a sentiment that many share, a desire for a world where peace is the cornerstone of our prosperity. But what happens when these stories meet the larger stage of national economy and politics? As we ponder Marina's words, we prepare to meet Igor, a character whose journey from military command to peace advocacy challenges us to think about the path to true security and prosperity. Our fiction journey today concludes with Igor, a former high-ranking military officer who has undergone a significant transformation after years of service. Igor, thank you for being here today to share your story. Could you tell us more about your background?
Thank you for the invitation. Yes, I spent many years in high military positions, participated in numerous operations, and made decisions that weigh heavily on me. A few years ago, I decided to change my life and dedicate myself to promote peace.
What led you to this remarkable change?
It wasn't one moment, but a collection of experiences. Over time, it became increasingly clear to me that true courage lies not in fighting, but in seeking peace. The realization that every decision I made had real impacts on people's life led me to question my role and my contributions.
How do you deal with moral dilemmas stemming from your past?
It's a daily struggle, man. I carry the burden of my decisions and the memories of the conflicts I supported. The path to self-forgiveness is long and challenging. I try to use my experiences to educate others about the consequences of war and conflict and to promote path to peace.
What would you say is the biggest challenge in working for peace?
The biggest challenge is convincing people that peace is possible and that there are alternatives to military conflict resolution. It requires a change in thinking in society, away from the assumption that military strength is the only form of security.
Is there a message you would like to leave our listeners with?
Yes. The message is that every individual has the power to contribute to peace. It starts with small steps, questioning our own beliefs and actively engaging in dialogue and understanding. True courage lies in building bridges, not walls.
Igor, your story is a powerful testimony to the possibility of change and the importance of striving for peace. Thank you for sharing your insights and experiences with us. So Igor's narrative confronts listeners with profound moral questions arising from the complex relationships between military power, personal responsibility, and the pursuit of peace. His journey from a high-ranking officer to a peace advocate exemplifies the transformation power of reflection and the vital importance of striving for a world grounded in understanding and reconciliation. As we close today's episode, let us carry forward the dialogue Igor has inspired, contemplating our role in building a future where peace is not just a possibility, but a reality. As we bring today's episode to a close, I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this thought-provoking journey. Your willingness to explore the deep and often challenging themes we discuss here on Artitude is what makes this podcast so special. But our conversation doesn't have to end here. We invite you to share your thoughts, insights, and reflection on today's episode. Engage with us on Instagram at Detschlich, at Artitude, and at I Love West Cork Artists, and or join the vibrant community of artists and enthusiasts on my or our I Love West Cork Artists page on Facebook, because
I think your voice is a crucial part of this ongoing dialogue about art, culture, and society. And together we can make it. So if you're as passionate about exploring the intersections of art and digital culture as we are, make sure to join the I Love West Cork Artists Facebook group. It's a wonderful space for sharing, learning, and connecting with like-minded individuals who share a love for creativity and expression. So don't forget, the next episode of Artitudes airs next Sunday at 10 a.m. We have another compelling topic lined up for you, and we can't wait to dive into another rich discussion. So mark your calendars and join us for what promises to be another engaging episode. I would say thank you, thank you, thank you, guys. Thank you, Argentina. Thank you, Dallas. Thank you, Los Angeles, New York, Ukraine, Gaza, Russia, Israel, Texas, Ireland, Cork, Ballyhop, Ballinspittle, Germany, France, Spain, and all the other great places. Thank you all for listening, and I hope I see you next week. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and above all, keep creating. Goodbye for now.
You have listened to Artitude, West Cork's first art, fashion, and design podcast. Artitude, never so close again. Ah! That was too close.